Let's open our Bibles to the 9th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes.
But for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
Amen. Did you find that scripture? Amen. Tonight I want to preach a message and I want to title it, Stay Connected. Look at somebody and say, Stay Connected. Say that again, Stay Connected. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, verse 4. It says, For to him that is connected or joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead dog, a dead lion. Amen. Praise the Lord. For to him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. Amen. If you're connected to the living, you have hope. You have life. Stay connected to the living. Sometimes in life, you look at life, your own life, and you think, somebody else has got a lion's share of the blessing. And you might get discouraged and depressed and sad. Looks like somebody is having not a whale of a time. Looks like they're having a lion of a time. It looks like they're having the lion's share of every blessing. And it looks like you got only a dog share. But the Bible says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You look at somebody else's house, it seems more bigger, more beautiful. And you got this small little house, it's almost like a dog house. You look at somebody else's looks, somebody else's ability, somebody else's talent, and it looks like somebody else has got a lion's share of talents and looks and abilities, and you just got a small little dog share. I look at my brothers and I think, they're so good looking, so smart, so intelligent. Looks like I got the dog share, they got the lion's share. You look at somebody else's singing voice, they got a fantastic song coming forth every time they open their mouth. Fantastic voice. And you almost sound like a dog when you sing. Are you with me? It almost sounds like a bark. But if you are joined to the living, you have hope. It is better to be a living dog than to be a dead lion. There are God-inspired, God-breathed connections. And the difference between a living dog and a dead lion is only this. What are you joined to? Your relationships. Sometimes people have no hope. And that is because they are not joined. They are not connected. And sometimes I want to ask sometimes people, are you connected in your family? In your marriage? Are you connected? Yeah, you married 10 years back. You married 20 years back. But are you connected? Yeah, you stay under the same roof. But are you connected? You come to church, you've been coming here for 20 years. That's good. But are you connected to the church? Maybe it is a business partnership. The Bible says there is hope when you are connected to the living. Are you with me? God has placed within each one of us great potential. But that potential can only fully come forth or give God glory when you are connected. There are great opportunities, great blessings, great promises to be fulfilled, great fulfillment in life when you are connected. But the number one aim of the devil, Satan, is to target your connections, to break your connection. Psalm 68, the Bible says, God has set the solitary in families. Are you with me? Open your mouth and say that God has set the solitary in families. God places the solitary in the family. Maybe in marriage, maybe in a church family. God sets you. Why? Because there is things that you want to do through your life. There is a potential within you that you can breathe life. God can use you. That you can never be defeated. There is a victory that awaits you. When you understand by revelation of the Holy Ghost, there is a God-intended, God-breathed connection that He wants you to be connected in. How many of you agree that I'm not going to function at all well if my body, if my ear, one ear is there? Just imagine for a second. You would have seen it in cartoons, wouldn't you? Or animations. One ear there, another ear there, the tongue is there, one hand is there, one leg is here. All that you can see here on stage is my stomach. Do you think I would be properly functioning if each part of my body is in different corners and different parts? It wouldn't. Are you with me? It's in the same building, but it wouldn't. The same way, you will never function the way that God wants you to function if you are not connected to the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Look at that. Let's learn something. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Underline it. By heart it.
From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Open your mouth and say, every joint supplieth. There is a supply for your life. Whether it be emotionally, whether it be spiritually, whether it be financially, whether it be, you know, materially, whatever way, there is a supply that God intends to come into your life if every joint is connected. Every joint supplieth. Look at somebody and say, every joint supplieth. Every joint supplieth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody and say, don't allow the devil to disconnect you in any area of your life. Amen. When you study the Gospels, it is there in Mark chapter 10. It is there in Matthew chapter 10. When Jesus spoke about marriage, He said, what God has connected or joined together, let no man... I can't hear you, come on. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And then they asked him, what about divorce? What about just, why did Moses allow divorce? And then Jesus said, he spoke about the real root issue, why you lose your connection. He said that because of the hardness of your heart. Are you with me? So what is the real issue? Why you lose your connection with in any relationship? What is the real reason why you lose your connection? Because of the hardness of the heart. Say that again. You lose your real connection in any relationship because of the hardness of the heart. Every relationship in life will be tested, whether it be in family life, whether it be parents and children, husband and wife, brother and sister, larger family of cousins and uncles and aunts, whether it be a church family, whether it be a pastor-sheep connection. Every relationship in your life at any point of time will be tested. Are you with me? That's the nature of relationships on earth. It will be tested. There is every chance there would be somebody who will offend you. There is every chance somebody might hurt you. There is every chance somebody might misbehave with you. There is every chance your expectation might not be met in a relationship. But when that happens, if you harden your heart, you get disconnected. Lift your hand and say, I won't harden my heart. I won't harden my heart. Amen. The real issue, the root issue for disconnection is hardening of heart. You don't want to be hurt again. You say, okay. You choose. You set the limit. You say, I won't. I'm not going to get close to that person again. This is it. I'm just going to come to church, but I'm not going to smile at anybody or shake hands with anybody. I'm just going to come and go. Just worship the Lord, hear the word and go. You know what happens? You are not joined to life. You will become a dead lion. But even if you are small, if you will forgive and love and say, I won't harden my heart, and you stay connected, there is hope. Are you with me? There is hope. The resurrection power of God will come upon your life. There is hope for your life every time you choose to stay connected. Lift your hand and say, I choose to stay connected. Amen. Isn't it amazing that even people in their relationship with Jesus, they feel disappointed because God, it seems like God didn't answer their prayer, or God didn't give them what they wanted. So they're there, but they are not there with their heart. Are you with me? When you come into church, bring your soul into church. Get into the soul of this church. Stay connected. In your relationship that God has given you, stay connected. Because there is great potential. There is great fulfillment. There is great blessing. There is great, great, great promises to be fulfilled in your life. Every time you are connected, lift your hand and give a shout to Jesus one more time. Give a shout to Jesus one more time. Amen. Now that I've seen certain relationships that have got great potential for life, just die down. Great marriages fall apart. You know why? No judgments on people who are divorced, please. But most of the time, it is, even though there are two sides to a story, most of the time, it is the heart that is hardened. So we're going to look at God's word and see what happens when you harden your heart. Hebrews chapter 3. I'll look at before Hebrews chapter 3, look at Proverbs 16, 9. Let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Come on, sister.
A man's heart,
yes,
devise his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
One more time.
A man's heart devise his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
That's right. A man's heart devises his way. In other words, your heart is a great navigator. Your heart is a great navigator. We know navigation systems in our cars, don't we? It tells you, this is the road to take. When you go a wrong turn, they say, stop, 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 stop. And I wonder where your heart is navigating you. Which road? Mark chapter 6 verse 52. Mark chapter 6 verse 52.
For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. In the Amplified version, the Bible says that word hardened means dull and having lost the power of understanding. Jesus worked miracles and Jesus was amazed. Hello, you guys, your hearts are hardened. You've lost the power of understanding. There are people who make massive life choices with a hardened heart. Massive life choices. Over 20 years of ministry, I've seen that. Thankfully, not too many, but sadly, at least a few. Imagine you have a terrorist at home who wants to bring calamity and destroy you. Imagine, are you with me? You have a terrorist at home who wants to destroy your life, calamity to your life. Would you harbor that person in your house or would you put him out? I can't hear you. Huh? You'll put him out. Look at Proverbs chapter 28 verse 14. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 14.
Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity.
Yeah, a hardened heart will lead you to calamity, will destroy you. So God is saying, listen, don't keep the terrorist in your heart. Are you with me? Because he will devastate your whole life. Don't harbor this terrorist in your heart. You might have every reason to feel offended and hurt in your life for whatever in a relationship that has happened. But don't bring calamity to your life by harboring a hardness of heart. Look at Mark chapter 8 verse 13. Mark chapter 8 verse 13.
And he left them and entered into the ship, again departed to the side.
Look at it again. That's a nice verse, but let's look at another let's look at the 17th verse. Mark chapter 8 verse 17.
And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, Why reason you because you have no bread? Perceive ye you not yet, neither understand. Have you your heart yet hardened?
Yes, look at the preceding verse. Jesus said, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And then he went on to say, Why have you hardened your heart? He's telling his disciples, Why did you harden your heart? And what happens when you harden your heart? He said in the next verse, he said, You have eyes but you see not. You have ears but you hear not. And you can't remember three things that happen when you harbor this terrorist in your heart. You will have eyes but you cannot see. You have ears but you cannot hear. And you can't even remember a single thing. Isn't it amazing that when people harden their hearts, the things that they used to see before, they can't see it anymore. Once upon a time, they just loved coming into church and being with the rest of the people and worshiping the Lord and getting excited. And some joker hurt them. And suddenly they chose to harden their heart. And what happens to them? Now they see the church in a different light. Once upon a time, they used to go to church and the word of God used to come upon them. They used to get excited with God's word. They say, wow, this is for me. Somewhere, now they got dull of hearing and the word of God comes to them. But they say, no, it's for somebody else. No. What is he saying? What is he preaching? Does he think he knows everything? The very same people got saved by hearing your preacher. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit by receiving the word that was preached by the preacher. But somewhere along the line in their journey, they hardened their heart. The same preacher is preaching. What? God has worked one miracle after them, one after the other for them. But now they can't remember a single thing. All they can think of is how bad this person is, how bad that person is, how that person offended me, how I went to church and nobody cared for me, how I was in trouble and nobody phoned me up, nobody checked upon me, nobody came home, nobody even sent me an SMS, nobody even appreciated all that I did for the Lord. Somewhere, what's the problem? The problem is not with somebody. The problem is you have hardened your heart. Isn't it amazing that sometimes, you know, on a Sunday service you have over 1,500 people sitting here and you're preaching the word. Everybody hears the same message. Out of 1,500 people, 1,495 people are blessed by the message. Five people got totally disturbed by the message. What's wrong? What is wrong is with the heart of those five people. They are harboring a terrorist in the heart. They will suddenly hear things that you didn't even say. Are you with me today? Is this helping somebody here today? The message is titled, Stay Connected. Open your mouth and say that again. Stay connected. Amen. Be joined to the living. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews, where is Hebrews? Who brews the coffee at home? Hebrews, the man is to make the coffee at home. Hebrews, okay? Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 3, sorry. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7, 8.
Therefore, as the Holy Ghost says today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
See, harden not your heart as in the provocation. Every time in a relationship there comes something that provokes, harden not your heart. Because if you harden your heart, what happens? The first thing that is said there is, you will go astray. Look at somebody and say, you will go astray. Look at the 11th verse.
So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
Yeah. So when you harden your heart, you get into great turmoil. You lose your rest. You're very agitated inside, really troubled. Your pressure is shooting up. There are voices in your head. It looks like a dark cloud is over your head. You lose your rest. And what happens when you study the book of Hebrews chapter 3? That restlessness will continue to your children and children's children. That's what the Hebrews speaks about. Just by hardening the heart. Look at verse 12.
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief.
Yes. See, you depart. You are cut away from your life source. Every time you harden your heart, you are cut away from your life source. Look at the 5th verse. Look at the 13th verse.
But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
See, you get deceived. Are you with me? Every time you harden your heart, you get deceived. Verse 14.
For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast.
Yes. Yes, you lose your steadfastness. In other words, you become a quitter. You surrender. You begin to have the spirit of a quitter. Suddenly you see people just quitting on the inside. You just go through the motions, but quitting on the inside. Because it will be a social scandal if they divorce their husband or their wife. So we'll stay together for children's sake. But they've quit on the inside. Are you with me? They come to church. We'll go to church because you don't have any other place to go. People will ask, where are you? Didn't see you for 2 weeks. You took a stand for Jesus and came out, and your relatives are thinking that you become a Pentecost now. You took a stand, now you, oh boys, you got hurt with somebody, you got hurt with a pastor now. Where do you go? You can't go anywhere. So we'll go there and stand and act like a believer. Sit there. But And the more you do that, the more astray you're going, the more deceived you become, the more you are calling on to your life the spirit of a quitter. And the last point when you read Hebrews chapter 3 is, you forfeit your blessing from God. Your hope goes. You think nothing good will come out of your life. Once upon a time you wanted to serve Jesus. Once upon a time you thought God would use you. Once upon a time you thought God could do great mighty things through you. But somewhere down the line you've hardened your heart, and suddenly you can't see any blessing, just getting frustrated and upset. Oh boy, it's a different message altogether, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Don't harden your heart at this message. You just gotta pray and ask the Lord to keep your heart soft and tender. Are you with me? In life, in any relationships, whoever you are, as long as you are on planet Earth, whether it be the most intimate of relationship with a husband and a wife, or the purest of relationship that between a parent and a child, or whatever, or the greatest blessing that you can have on planet Earth, to be in the community of the living, to be joined in the church of Jesus Christ, in any relationship, mark my words, offenses will come. Are you with me? But you got to choose to see how I will respond to that. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to keep my heart soft. I'm going to keep it tender-hearted, because what matters to me is my relationship with Jesus Christ and my blessing. And I'm going to stay connected with the living in the house of God, in the blessings that God has kept me. And you will see the blessing of God come upon your life. If you understood that, lift your hands and praise His name. Praise His name. Praise His name. Lift your voice and praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What are the simple ways to keep your heart soft, especially in marriage relationship or any other relationship? Is many a time you harden your heart because you expected something from your spouse, they didn't do it for you, or you wanted something and it looked like that person was insensitive, so you harden your heart. I'm not going to. And sometimes people have these words, you know, they say, they won't. Definitely God is there for everybody. But it is not coming from a good heart. Are you with me? When you feel somebody is wrong to you, you know what you should do? In your prayer time, you should learn to release that person of the debt you think that person owes you. Because nobody owes you anything. Are you with me? You are in the family of God to supply the need of somebody else. So you gotta say, I forgive, I bless, and I release that person from any debt that I feel that person owes me. I release that person and I bless that person. The moment you do that, the power of God will come upon you. And you will see the glory of God manifesting forth in that relationship. How many of you understood what I said? Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer this evening. To bring the root issue of your heart before God, would you either kneel down or stand up? in your places, wherever you are, or just feel free even to sit down. But a place where you can allow God's word to work in your life. I want to ask you this evening, how is the condition of your heart? Our God is a God who can soften any heart. There are many here who have cut themselves off from God-given relationships in their hearts. Not outside, in their hearts. I want to ask you tonight, are you joined to the land of the living? This evening, we come before a merciful Father. We come before a loving Father. There are many here whom God wants you to just release your life from that grudge that you hold against somebody. That hurt that you're carrying. Release that person from that debt. Forgive. Let go. Don't harbor it in your heart. Don't harbor that bitterness. Don't carry that offense. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Lay your life before Jesus. See, where have you cut yourself off? Is there hope in your life? Are you joined? Are you supplying? Are you hearing what God wants you to hear? Are you seeing what God wants you to see? Do you remember God's goodness and mercy in your life over these years? Have you lost direction? Have you gone astray in your hearts because you hardened? Tonight is the night to come back to Jesus. Come back to the rest that Jesus offers you. Don't harbor the terrorist of a hardened heart in your life and bring calamity over your life. Don't go astray. Come back into the path of life.